So I like to watch a lot of documentaries. I don't know, but like when like quarantine first hit and everything like that, and people were working from home, everyone was watching like Tiger King or like this show or that show. I just found like a bunch of like documentary channels on YouTube, and that's like literally all I would watch. One of the interesting ones is a YouTube channel called Free Documentary, and it's free documentaries. And they have a playlist on there that consists of this series called Most Dangerous Roads. And it is all about the paths that people will travel in order to get from one place to another for various reasons. Sometimes it's literally just like transporting people or things or just traveling to the next town or whatever. And I find it fascinating because, we live in a pretty generally calm climate here, in Maryland and everything like that. And watching people that traverse places like up in like Nova Scotia or all the way down in like Uganda, and like some of the places that I watched one where they were actually looking at people trying to escape there's like really like the really like bad crime areas in South America where like drug cartels are horrible. And they literally could not say where they were. And there was a certain point when they told the cameraman and the crew, "You cannot follow us. We don't want people to know." And it was crazy. And so just some of the things that people have to go through to just get from like one place to another. In certain areas, you might make one wrong turn with your tires, and then it hits a rock, and you just fall to your death, and that's it. And it is such a commonplace there that like there's a lot of like people do a lot of prayers before people make trips.
Yeah, I've seen like videos of like people who they like routinely traverse roads that are just like carved into the side of a cliff for miles, and
it's like those videos
good
online.
Lord.
Yeah, it's like those videos online. You see like a tour truck or something like going along the mountain, and you just see it like so close from the edge, and they're just casually
Just
just
keep
going.
going.
Yeah.
I'm like,
Yeah.
God.
But like I think about that and just like what you guys are doing now, just like it mirrors that perfectly. Like you guys are going through some tough shit.
Yeah.
And
I'm blind.
Yeah, that was the point I was gonna bring up, is that Benton is blind.
Yep.
Going through all of this stuff without sight has to be horrible. Luckily you have great friends that are next to you to, help you along, but you've got some issues
And
together.
there were a couple of things that made the last fight good. What made the last fight good was, one, Kezra being a bad motherfucker and completely canceling out that tower, because we would all be blind now
Oh, that
after
tower.
Kezra.
Illusory object, man. You can just it's such a oddly useful
Yeah.
spell.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the other thing was, is that I was able to just convince that little demon monkey to attack me instead of anyone else, because I took a lot of damage.
Yeah.
But I'm made to take a lot of damage. And it's like, if those things don't happen, like, we're in trouble. And then I probably tried to knock over the tower a little too fast. That's all fair. But Benson knew what he was getting into when he tried to knock the tower over. So he's not. I mean, there's probably a part of him right now that is a little scared that he will be blind forever, but he accomplished what he wanted to do.
Yeah, I mean, you took the beam right in the ice.
Yeah.
Like, critical failure.
And I took it and I knocked that son of a bitch
You sure
over.
did.
Yeah.
Well, you guys are going to have trouble with wherever you guys go. I don't know where you guys are going to go, but we can have a little bit of a silver lining here, as you all are now level 6.
Yes, we are.
So we talked about it before, but I want all of you to sort of talk about what is new with your character. What new things do you have? What things are you going to plan for? Or maybe you want to keep it a secret. Maybe you want to pull it out as a trump card or something. What do you guys got?
Should I go first?
Yeah.
Well, I believe I get attacks of opportunity now.
That's good.
Yeah. Also, a great skill feat that I got is terrifying resistance. And I've always been able to retributive strike people like 5 feet from me. Well, now, whenever I raise my shield, anyone within 5 feet from me, they get my shield's AC bonus and the hardness. So, like, be around me, +2 to AC, 7 hardness, I've got you. you know. And
so you like so you can use your shield block reaction
yes.
on an ally.
Yes.
Yeah, that's really cool.
That's good. Yep.
I will say my shield really really fucking needs some help.
Oh yeah.
I think I know at some point we got your repair kit. So you know, downtime you can repair your shield.
Yeah, but at the same time I'm blind.
Well, luckily Kezra is very good at crafting.
Yes, I can do it for God you. Bless you.
Whoop, whoop.
But so yeah, Benson's in a weird place where he had a fight. We leveled up, so Benson's technically stronger now, but he's blind. So
it just be like Benson.
My AC is higher. My health is higher. Like I'm more fit to do my job.
For me, for Kezra, so I did a couple of things with my spell. So I got another third level spell, and I decided to spend that on. Heightened to false life.
Ooh, very nice.
Because and the reason I did that was because I wanted to switch my signature spell, which was false life at level 2. I wanted to switch it to resist energy. So if I need to cast a better resist energy, I can cast it as heightened automatically. So I can give you plus. I can give you 10 resistance to fire or whatever. And then I switched out false life at level 2 for another spell, which. I will use if it ever becomes useful. I honestly don't know if
it will
become
it will.
Useful. But if it becomes useful, you'll all be very, very happy. It is a it's a kind of a niche spell, but...
We know, will.
Whatever. But the biggest thing that Kezra got at level 6 was his advanced bloodline spell, which is Dragon Breath.
Yes! Very nice.
Oh my god.
So Kezra now has a focus spell.
Yes! Kezra's the monster here.
Dragon Breath.
That's pretty cool.
You want to say the numbers on that?
5d6 and a 60-foot line of lightning damage.
Oh, wow.
That is heightened at every level spell. So next level, when I get 4th level spells, it'll be 7d6.
Oh.
It gets 2d6 damage every time it's heightened.
Very nice. Wow.
And oh yeah, I get that back with a 10-minute rest.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. It's
I have 2 focus points now because of that, so I can just blast and blast.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah.
I just imagine him going into this and just...
Kezra's a bad motherfucker.
Uh-huh. He is the most versatile character I've ever made. Dude can still rage, you know. Like, yeah. I don't do it often, but if I need to rage, I can still rage and get bonus damage and hit points.
Yeah. I guess I will go into Elkwood's level 6. And I'll stay with one of the class feats. It doesn't do anything now because I lost my animal companion. So I was picking the class feat mature animal companion. And I still want a companion. So I'm keeping that there because the other feats just I don't see as interesting right now. And the other skill feat is something else, multilingual. As he is... From the last, what would you say, the kind of like the flashback and this whole thing just kind of jogged a couple things together for him, and he's starting to temper a bit. But, I mean, then the other numbers, a lot of numbers go up.
Yeah.
AC goes up. So, got a nice AC at 24.
Nice.
Jeez.
Wait a minute. How do you have a higher AC than me?
Dex.
Dex
with plus 1 magical leather armor, and I don't know, my reflex is going up, and you know, typical stuff.
Speaking of level ups, Adelar took the skill feat robust recovery. So seeing as we've spent some time with the people of Acrevel, the text of it is you learned folk medicine to help recover from diseases and poison, and using it diligently has made you especially resilient. So whenever I treat a disease or poison, or if it's used on me, I can increase the circumstance bonus granted on a success to plus 4. And if the patient rolls a success against the disease or poison, they get a critical success instead.
Very good.
Very good. Nice. Especially now that we're like surrounded
by disease.
By potential disease.
By disease.
My class feat I shall keep. A secret. And also, we have a pretty big correction from last episode. I used a spell called Restore Senses, and the text of the spell says, you attempt to counteract a single effect, imposing blinded or deafened conditions. I did not understand the attempt to counteract means that I have to perform a counteract action in which I have to roll against the ability's DC. So, in all fairness, I shall roll... not this dice. Well, maybe it's only fitting. I shall roll against the spells.
And frankly, I didn't hear this DC. Talk between you guys. Like, why are you rolling?
Why am I rolling?
Yeah.
Just in good faith.
Okay.
To see if...
To put the people's minds at ease.
Exactly. Like, if I would have rolled, would I have beaten it?
Well, you know, a lot of people would be mad on Reddit, so...
Yeah.
And I got an at 20. So
it was meant to be.
It was meant to be.
It was meant to. So yesterday during the fight, yes, I did. Not yesterday.
Yeah.
I mean last.
Last episode.
Yeah, thank you.
We got a weird recording set. Yeah, like, we know.
No. You meant yesterday because you woke up this morning.
Exactly. Yeah. Yes. I had already woke up this morning
feeling blue. You're like, Benson, I forgot the roll.
I might have to cast blindness on you.
I prepared it just in case.
But I'm already blind.
Yeah, so that means this morning I have to roll another counteract.
Yeah.
Which we discussed with counteract, the way it's rather balanced in the fact that if you are fighting an enemy that's like the same level as you as far as the counteract level, which setting the counteract level is, if you're a spellcaster, it's the level of the spell. If it's ability, it's half of the creature's level rounded up. And if the spell level or the counteract level is one or more lower than my level, then I can cure the condition on a failure, which is great. On a success, I can cure a condition that is one level higher than myself. On a critical success, I can cure a condition that's three levels higher, and on a critical failure, nothing happens and I fail. So it's balanced in the effect that, like, yeah, it kind of works like the 1E spell, but there is a chance for failure, which is good because it kind of adds more intrigue. But there's also a chance that you could cure a particularly devastating condition by like a boss or something.
Yeah.
So it's a good balance. It's a nice tweak, and you know, we're playing and we're learning.
And like we mentioned before, but the fact that that pillar could blind somebody possibly once around, that is a devastatingly hard fight.
Oh yeah.
And Kelly came up. We did what we had to do, but it's like for a group that maybe doesn't have somebody who can cast that spell, it's like, that is such a hard fucking fight.
Yeah. I was curious what the, like, encounter level was.
Yeah.
If with the pillar in there blinding someone every round.
Yeah.
So I feel like the encounter level would have been really hard.
You might have to deal with both
those things.
A5, which is where you guys are. Black pillar, severe 6.
Wow. So, yeah. Severely hard.
That was meant to be a really challenging fight.
Yeah.
And it was.
But now that proves the course.
Even though we completely nullified one of the parts of the encounter, it was still a hard encounter.
Yes.
Yeah.
True.
Oof. And that's the thing. It's coming from a very small creature. Like, this much damage is coming out. But, like, imagine if this tower is right here. There's probably more.
Yeah, that's true.
This exact same thing, or different.
Like, Ezra is not changing out illusory objects.
Yes.
God bless him.
Is that
a terrible plan?
Yeah. That's something that, if there's any way, you know.
I can cast that from 500 feet away and it lasts 10 minutes.
Ooh, wow. 500 feet. Like, the fucking tower probably doesn't have a 500-foot fucking range.
That's true. We just see a tower. Yeah.
Illusory object. Yeah. Let's go take care of it.
Cast that, and then we start attacking.
Yeah. Always prepare. Blind.
Oh my gosh, I know.
Yeah.
Whatever spell you cast, just always
restore senses. Oh, yes. Yeah. Basically.
Especially here.
Yeah. Yes. All right. So, Adelai wakes up. You know, everyone's kind of packing up camp, and he's like, Benson, let's see if we can restore your sight. And he will roll a counteract against the condition. Oh, yeah, I crushed it. So you're good.
Of course you fucking did.
When it matters. When it matters.
So Benson's eyesight comes back to him in this moment. And like, maybe we're in a tent. Maybe we're all these other things. And
pop tent, right?
Yeah.
Pop tent. Yeah. Oh.
Just... I may need to do whatever I need to do. But, thank you. Maybe I was foolish yesterday, maybe I was not, but the fact that I knew I had you at my back made me... I'm not afraid of anything out here. Because with you, Kezra, Elkwood, what have I to fear? I just have to do what I can.
Indeed. It's hard not to charge out, especially when you do feel so powerful. It's yes. But my magic is only so powerful. I felt yesterday in the battle when I first restored your sight that it was quite the blessing, and I was perhaps overconfident in my abilities, for I had the impression that nothing would fail when it came to those things, but Abadar reminded me in my daily preparation today that despite my faith, even the most powerful magics may falter, for I am just a mortal vessel. And you are too, Benson. You are but a mortal vessel yourself.
Benson will reach his hand out and just grab you by the shoulders and just a little, like, strangle thank you. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. But I'm not powerful. But I am fearless. Therefore, I am powerful. And he looks at you like with this knowing look, like... Benson just told you you're the reason he thinks he's powerful.
Yeah. So... That's pretty huge.
Yeah.
It's pretty huge.
Don't disappoint him.
Don't fuck up.
Next combat, Benson dies.
Oh, man. I'm 2 for 2 now.
Jake's just got tallies on his wrist. Yes. He tattoos little fucking skull heads in his wrist. There's two.
You guys are... Benson has recovered thanks to Adalar. But you guys,
thanks to Abadar.
Thanks to Abadar. Skull is still not here, so you guys are technically down one of your party members.
Yeah.
What do you guys want to do?
Well, where do we want to travel? Can we get back to the hex map, Jake?
Sure. Take it back to the hex pepperoni.
Hex map, hex map.
Hex pepperoni.
Gotta go to the hex map.
So you guys are 2 hexes away. So you guys went here. So you have explored 3 hexes. So you went a little south, and then up north. So you guys are right there.
I just had a thought. I remember when they were saying the EKJ elves were going east and being struck blind?
Yep.
Yeah.
And towers.
Yep.
I thought it was more like a force field for some reason. I was imagining a different force field.
I was too.
Yeah.
I was imagining something so direct.
No, these towers just, they probably went out, bam, 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 just blind.
So we at least have one victory to tell them about.
Indeed. Do we all feel up to traveling today? Kind of looks around.
Yes.
I am more ready than ever.
Yes,
I am. Kezra?
Ready as always.
Stay at my back, everyone.
Oh,
I feel more capable than ever of helping you.
Hold on.
As capable as you are, your shield looks rather battered and broken.
Oh, yeah.
Yes,
perhaps we should tend to that first.
Would you, friend?
I cannot.
Can you cast mending on it? Or no?
I could, but I didn't prepare it.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, repair your shield?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I can... Spend 10 minutes. I would have spent 10 minutes. Or
oh, okay.
During downtime, I would have just repaired your shield with
yeah.
Because I have artisan tools and I can
Have a good crap
putting
check.
Gorilla glue over the fucking giant holes.
as long as it's not destroyed.
Guess what? Kezra's got flex tape.
Oh my flex god.
Wow, damn. We cut this shield in half. But why?
So Kezra, we just see Kezra putting some suspicious looking tape on the shield. And
black vinyl.
Yeah, black tape.
Yeah.
When you try to peel it, it doesn't come off at all. God, the tape is amazing. Where did you get this?
Yep.
Made it.
Little Kezra.
Oh my god, he's a sorcerer.
Then we hang him.
Dragon Scales brand repair tape.
Dragon tape.
Restores your equipment like Dragon Scales.
Guess what? I saw this tower shield in half. And then just him, like, getting attacked by a bunch of goblins. And not one goblin strike did separate the dragon tape.
God, you can also ride it like a boat.
I saw this boat. We're fucking stupid.
Hey, that river on the map. You put the shield down and...
right on there.
Ford it.
Yeah, so if you guys are looking at the map, this was a pretty rudimentary map that was actually given to you. So you guys have explored the three locations that to the general east of Akraville. Do you want to go back to Akraville and tell them that you had took out that tower or the pillar, or do you guys want to just keep going?
We have no way of communicating magically to them.
No message.
I have dream message.
Yeah. Hurry, go to sleep. Kezra,
I'll put you to sleep.
Cast sleep, Kezra. We'll work this. That's permissible.
It's a pretty high level spell.
Yeah. It is.
I mean, it's nice because it's you can just cast it from literally anywhere.
Yeah, but
let me see what the requirements are.
Yeah, can you cast Animal Messenger?
I cannot.
Really?
Probably an arcane spell.
Yeah.
Arcane and primal.
Mm. Yeah, one creature you know by name.
I don't think I've seen that on the
arcane
spell list. I thought the message was a cantrip for some reason.
So, let's see. If you want, I could send it to one of the people back. We could send a message.
I mean, do you want to spend the spell slot? That's a big spell slot.
It is, yeah.
Yeah, I personally...
We could just wait till the end of the day.
Yeah. I would say that might be better because if
it's not so much waiting till the end of the day. It's
making sure you have that.
I have to prepare it.
Oh yeah, yeah. Then
gotcha.
We'll figure something out.
We'll get it to him.
I mean, we got rid of one tower, but it made it sound like there was more.
Yeah.
That was my impression as well.
So I would say we could do
and also put it on. This one guy is not the whole cult.
Yeah, that was all. We destroyed it.
That was it.
We won. The one guy. It.
Book three time.
Yep. End of book two. Good job, guys.
Hey, Jake, is that another level? Just leveled to six. All right. So yeah, maybe we'll let him know when we can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Watch, today we're going to go through the whole day, we're not going to run into anything, and then I'm going to be kicking myself that I didn't prepare the spell.
I mean, you wouldn't know right now. I mean, but right now we would say just keep going east.
Yeah.
I mean, one thing that I did get another spell, another level 3 spell because I leveled up.
Yeah.
So it would be as if I was level 6 again, you know, without that extra level 3rd, without that extra 3rd level spell, so...
Mm.
It's definitely a thought, but
you just didn't buy enough minutes on your little burner cell phone to give them a call.
I better please. I need to place this message.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
That's 10 copper per second. Like, oh no,
these rates are outrageous.
Yeah,
yeah. I'll wait.
I'll wait.
Yeah.
Let's head southeast. That's my vote.
Yeah.
Southeasty.
Not gonna lie, part of me really wants to just go down like straight south and see like what's in. I know the audience can't see the map, but there's like a weird little stream.
Yeah, I
see. Like, I wanna know what's in the middle of those two weird streams.
Yep. So the map that you have, the rudimentary map, it is there's a large stream that cuts pretty much right through the middle. It looks like a big old river.
Yeah.
And then it cuts off in two northern branches eventually. And then below that, there seems to be a small southern stream that opens up into two large lakes. Mm. But that's all the
way down there. And by the way, people who might be wondering, the size of this river, if we are talking about miles per hex and 10 being one of them, this river is at least 2 miles wide.
Yeah. Yeah. So one hex is 10 miles.
Yeah.
And this thing probably cuts it into a third.
This makes the Amazon River look like a bitch.
it's a pretty hefty river here. Anyway, so you guys want to go
due east?
Yeah.
I would say
go to the southeast.
Yeah. Cause I mean, we also got to make sure we're going, we can't like hit, what is it, half a day to get to that one point.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, let's do that.
All right, so you guys go southeast. Go ahead and make me a survival check as you're walking through.
I'll do it. Hopefully natural 20, otherwise I'm useless.
Oh, man, I wasted that natural 20 last session. Okay.
That's a survival. 20, actually, since I forgot that the hunter's arrowhead.
Ooh.
I'm pretty sure that gives me a...
Well, I got a natural 15 for 17, boys.
Oh, wow.
Whoa.
Tell me what I know, Jake.
Oh, that's a plus one, too.
It's so 15. Weird, because me and Jake play 5e, and it's like, you don't roll natural 15s in 5e and think, fuck, shit.
15. I did great.
No.
No, not here. Didn't.
22.
I got a 26.
There we go.
Adler feels like he knows the area. He knows where East is. He kept his cool during the fight, and
I also have no direction.
I mean, if you're using that, then yeah, you definitely know where that is. So you guys take the best path east that you can. So you guys travel for half a day. You go southeast. It is a pretty much regular walk.
All right.
You don't find anything here.
Let's keep going.
So let's X that off.
Yep. So you are now, right there. So you guys can go north, northeast, southeast, or south. And those are your new
options. Are we still going south? Are we still going down? Or do we just want to go east?
Or do we? Sure. So there's like multiple, there's a big river that we could head that's more south. And then there's like a smaller river with a couple of like river deltas that are due east.
My only thing is, do we want to go down, or do we want to just continue east?
I'm just still going off of whatever the direction they were saying was going east. I would say probably northeast first, maybe. Or is there, I mean, there wouldn't even be like a perception check or a survival check that we could do. It'd be like, hey, I see tracks like leading into this direction. I know.
We only kind of know what we're looking for.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like we were told east, and we should continue as due east as possible.
Oh, yeah.
I agree.
I'm just thinking, like, if there's a way to find out cold activity, to go northeast or south.
Like, unless, like, because we didn't hear anything or see anything in this hex to give us an indication of whether we should travel more south or more north.
Yeah.
I feel like we just kind of keep zigzagging.
Yeah,
I agree. So, like, northeast, northeast, southeast, until we kind of run into something.
Yeah.
Yep. Northeast.
But we spent half a day to do this hex, so it's our second half of the day will be northeast.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Okay, so you're going northeast then?
Yep.
You guys head northeast. Elk, you said that you wanted to look for tracks and stuff like that?
If it's possible.
Go ahead and make me a survival check to look at tracks just sort of in the area as you're walking to, as you're walking northeast.
21.
You actually noticed some tracks that you had not seen before. And they look to be, they look sort of froggish, but not boggards necessarily. You think that these look like Gripply tracks.
Do I know what a Gripply is?
Gripplies, believe it or not.
Gripplies, I was thinking
believe
that.
Believe it or not. The episode title.
Shut up.
Is that nature?
No, it'd be a society.
This is a society.
We live in a society.
16 on the die. Let's say 20. Good. God, what the hell is my society modifier? I'm pretty sure it's
pretty good.
Yes, it is. 26.
26? Oh, yeah. You know of...
Sorry, 25.
Well, I don't know anymore. No. you know of Gripplies. They are... they're pretty much like tree frog people.
Oh.
Whereas boggers are like toads or like, you know, bullfrogs. Yeah, the Gripplies are like, they're really cute. They're really skinny and scrawny, and they have like the really like long toes. They're fantastic at climbing and really, really good archers. You know them to be generally peaceful, actually.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
And I'll just relay that because, like, as he hasn't spoken much, he just seems to be Gripply tracks ahead. They are, as far as I know, a friendly race, and he just kind of points in the one direction, which to him, he's thinking that if they encounter any, that might detail of like, hey, we heard of some activity somewhere else, like try to use a font of information.
Seen any cinder claws lately?
Right.
Hey, you see any cinder claws or weird towers that strike you blind?
Anyone in this particular hell who is friendly, I would welcome.
Yeah, so, I mean, you're just heading that direction, I guess?
Yep.
And it's also good to have a base just in case, you know.
Not gonna lie, the second you were like, it's like good to have a bass, and I just imagine Benson with a giant bass guitar. I'm a bass player, everybody. Sorry.
Actually, multi-classed into bard.
Yeah.
I'm just walking around with a giant double bass. Ba-doom, boom,
champion
boom,
bard.
So did he find those in this Northeast Hex, or was that like kind of while traveling?
That was in the Northeast Hex.
Oh, in there.
Yes. So. So as you guys got to it towards the end of the afternoon, or going into the afternoon, yeah, you started to see tracks, so you realize that this is a Gripply...
territory.
Yeah.
Right. So now we have to sleep.
But otherwise, no action.
As you are following the tracks and sort of keeping an eye out, you see a few Gripplies, and they seem to just sort of be in this valley, and they're sort of just, like, standing there with, like, a blank expression on their face. And you can see this from a ways away, because it's in the afternoon, and it becomes a bit of a clearing. And you see what looks to be, like, another dragon pillar.
Oh, fucking Christ.
Damn it.
All the Gripplies are sort of staring there, standing there, staring absentmindedly at the dragon pillar.
You say they're kind, Elkwood. You say they're good.
According to most beliefs, they are a kind or peaceful. But let me take a closer look. I will stealth ahead for a moment.
Forgive me, Adelar. I'm about to be reckless again.
No.
I'm going to fucking bulldoze every fucking one of these pillars.
Is it like the same exact type of pillar like it has? Looks so like we're assuming that it shoots lasers. But the Gripplies are doing... They're just standing there?
Yep.
Yeah,
not just saying anything.
Not saying a thing.
That worries me.
Well, Benson,
let me bring you over to the map.
The maps?
Go again, Tim.
The map, John?
The mappy.
Benson, if you're going to be reckless, at least take Abadar's guide.
Oh, look at the little frogs.
I literally put in frog in a roll 20. And
Oh, that's adorable.
Look at the little frogs.
The cutest little tree frogs. So you guys are not that close. I just pulled you over.
Yeah, gotcha.
So you guys can definitely see this from like a ways away, though.
Are they like... Are they small sized? Like,
Gripplies? They are small, yeah.
Okay, I was just curious.
Yep.
Just tiny little frog people?
Tiny little frog people.
Oh, yep. That's adorable.
They're good with bows.
Yeah, here's the Gripply villages rarely get involved in the concerns of other communities, preferring to focus on maintaining relative peace within their own small societies. Gripply legends explain that this attitude with the tale of a Gripply champion who dragged his people into a war between humans and Charakaz. The stories differ as to which side the Gripplies took, but every version ends with the bloody deaths of the hero and his family. Since that time, the village elders claim Gripplies have strove to remain far from the conflicts of others.
Huh.
So, knowing that they sort of keep to themselves, you're kind of like,
Yeah. Okay.
So, Kezra will cast invisibility on you again.
Beautiful.
As you scout ahead.
Oh, I was about to say, like, cast invisibility on Benson, he just charges it, undetected, takes it down.
Maybe.
Benson, you keep your ass right here. Let Elk do his job.
Yes. And so he's going to stealth up.
Benson's got little fucking, like, trail fires blazing from his feet. He's about to fucking go.
He has the Pegasus boots.
Boom!
He's doing the thing from Sonic where you sit there and charge up.
Exactly. Yes.
Oh, man. Speed is 120. yeah, he's on
stealth. It's over 9,000.
Yeah, he's stealthing up. He's being cautious.
You stealth up. The Gripplies look to, as I said, they are literally just standing there, staring, jaw dropped.
Jaw dropped. That's even more concerning.
You know that meme of the cat that's like standing up on the snowy road with the overalls going, what the fuck's going on over there?
Oh, yeah.
It's like all these Ripplies just doing
that.
Oh,
he bought a boat. Yeah, so, yeah, he's... That tower, so it looks identical, but, like, can I see anything that they're... Like, these Gripplies, like, I'm within 30 feet of them. Are they... like, they look just dazed, almost?
So, let me... let me read the area first, and then I'll sort of take it.
Yeah.
A sinister pall seems to hang over this area of the forest, where jungle birds, frogs, and insects once sang in deafening cacophony. There is now only a menacing silence. Ahead, an ominous pillar topped with an indigo carving of a dragon's head looms in the middle of a tangled clearing. It does look different than the last one. The last one was black.
So they all have different effects.
A different effect.
Yeah.
Oh, what's going to hit Benson this time?
Days, I guess, because these things look
days.
Out.
That, yeah, you're probably right.
Like a fascination effect of some
kind, perhaps. I guess I will... Man, what? And I don't even know what the range of these things are, too. Like, if you get close, if it's just like a burst.
Or if maybe you have to make eye contact.
Yeah.
Well, let's look at what we can look at.
I mean, so it's an illusory object.
Real quick. So, it's literally a 10-foot ring around this thing where all these guys are standing.
Mm-hmm.
So,
10-foot radius. But I'm going to go back to Kezra because he seems the most... I guess, like, either him or Adalar, or actually anyone. What was it, a religion check or arcana?
It was arcana.
I'm great at that.
And he's just going, this one's a bit different. It's an indigo head, and the people around it are slack-jawed, in a way.
Well, I would assume what I did on the last one will work the same, but can I roll an arcana on this one if it's different?
You may.
Come on, crush it, dude.
Kesra never gets our kind of checks.
No, you're going to get this one. You're going to get this one.
Please.
22.
As the color of this thing, and you're sort of looking it over, and you can see that these Gripplies are sort of just like staring, you get the feeling that it has some sort of like mind-affecting effect.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, Kezra is going to assume that it is gaze effect like the last one, and he is going to cast an illusory object and cast walls around it.
Okay.
Yeah, then we get to see. Ooh, yeah.
Dude. Yes, you have the Gripplies react.
Exactly, yeah.
These fucking assholes.
Kezra, you can't use that spell anymore.
It only makes see-through walls.
You lost it.
It's bad for the GM.
As you cast your spell and you make the illusory wall around it, I imagine you just like put it in a bunker around it or just Minecraft block. All of a sudden the Gripplies stop and they start looking around. You can see in their eyes are glowing the same indigo color that was glowing in the eyes of the pillar.
They thought about this.
Mind God control, I guess.
So they are looking around, and they're like, some of them have knocked arrows. Ugh. Like they're ready to do something. Something is not right, and all of a sudden they're on edge.
So I'm making it a point. I'm getting ready for battle right now because we are in line of sight of them. I'm just making sure everyone is close enough to me to I can protect them.
Yeah. Well, Elf's invisible, so he's
gonna you're good.
Shift over here.
No.
I mean, like, it doesn't all matter. He's invisible. But, yeah. Like,
should I move forward?
What is our mode of engagement? Are we aiming to kill or to disable?
I don't care about killing anything. I just want to knock that son of a bitch over.
Sounds good to me.
I think we should deal with these and make sure these creatures are not going to attack us first.
These are supposedly kind creatures, so we don't move to kill. I have a horrible suspicion that these things might try to fight us, even though the structure is not in sight. I don't want to kill any of them if we can avoid it.
While you guys are talking, the Gripplies don't see anything, and then they run into the tree line.
No, okay, never mind.
All right, we're good. Like, away from us?
They just ran off into the tree line. So
interesting.
You're not sure where they went.
Oh.
Did Kelly just discover the biggest hack for this whole fucking adventure path?
Maybe.
it'll be like a combination every time. Hey, cool. Kelly. Kezra, there's a tower up there.
Level okay. one spell. Range Boom. 500 feet.
Boom. Yeah.
Hey, Kezra,
make a box.
Make a box.
How many times can you cast it?
So,
can you cast one?
I have 4 first level spells per day.
Oh my god.
Yeah. Spontaneous caster.
Yeah. Sorcerer.
That's so good. So Benson, seeing all these things like run away, he's just looking around and then puts his sword back in his scabbard and was like, well, Kezra, how should I attack this one?
Let's talk about it.
That's what I'm doing.
Because I'd hate for you to run in there and befall whatever was happening to those creatures.
Mm.
We realized fire didn't work.
Well, maybe this is different. Maybe fire would affect this one.
All right, shoot some fire at it.
All right.
It's the hawk.
Go fire from my palms.
You shoot some fire at it. I will need you to make an attack roll, as it does have an AC and all that.
Okay.
Oh,
okay.
For a moment, I was like, make a will save.
Yeah, but this is like, this is like other things and traps. They have an AC of like fucking 50.
Or this is when Jake goes, all right, roll 4 to save.
Come on, 17.
I mean, yeah, it's not a hard AC.
It dodges.
Let's see. It is.
You see a pillar running at you.
Oh shit! It's a mimic.
You hear it hit. It doesn't sound like it did much.
What about cold?
17 to hit. AC.
Yeah, I'm saying like you made contact, but
it nothing is, happened.
Yeah,
yeah,
but, yeah.
Like fire.
You can't see it because of the illusory wall, but
yeah. Can I just do it again?
Yeah, if you want.
We're just going to sit for the next 8 hours.
I rolled worse. Okay. Fire does not affect it.
I've got an idea.
Unless that worked.
Well,
no, I'm sure it did.
Let's hear the idea.
We run a rope around the illusion.
Oh.
And then 2 of us on each side, and we'll pull it down
together. That's a good idea.
That's a good idea, yeah.
And as Benson looks over his sculpted body and looks at Kezra, who has an equally sculpted body. Like, all right, I feel like this has already been decided.
I just imagine we're like a hot jungle. You guys like take off your armor.
I gotta take my armor off.
Sweat is glinting from your body.
It's a fucking cologne ad.
Wait, why do I see Calvin Klein in the sky? Yeah, so Benson's taking out the rope he has and tossing the end to Kezra.
Yeah, so we're just going to...
You're still invisible, aren't you?
We're going to walk around the perimeter of the illusion.
You walk towards the pillar.
No,
God.
Oh, no!
We tried. We tried to be careful.
All of a sudden, a bunch of arrows come storming out of the tree line.
Yeah.
It's the...
As...
Yikes.
It's okay, there's more of them. That means they're easier to kill. Fair.
I tried to help you. You attacked. I will slay you.
So just the 2 of you walked up, right?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah. I also need you to make a reflex save as roots start coming up around the pillar as well.
Yikes!
Oh.
So make me a reflex save, and then
Jake's like, "Gotta add some magic traps to this because y'all are breaking this game."
25.
10.
You have a hero point.
His reflexes.
Just give me it. Wait. No, I'm going to save it.
I'm going to save it. All right. Well, Benson is entangled as grass comes storming up around him. Kezra, however, manages to get out.
Okay.
Two of the Gripply archers in the tree line, however, are going to use some abilities called a Hail of Arrows.
Oh,
cool.
Huh.
Gripply Archer makes three range strikes with their short bow, all against a single target.
Is that me or Kezra?
Two of them are going against Benson. One of them is going against Kezra.
Well, guess what, Kezra?
Can Elk have his ability?
Yeah, fucking hell. You're within 5 feet of me.
I wonder what
kind of sweet.
Oh, yeah.
So do I automatically get your bonuses, or do you have to use...
No, for the one attack, I'm going to have to actively use it.
Yep. Gotcha.
Just imagine a shield going up in here. Ding, 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 ding,
it's literally Benson shoving his shield in front of your face.
Just like 300.
Yep. Yeah.
So, can you get some battle music?
Yeah, I was like, yeah. I just realized that.
We will be rolling initiative right after this.
Yeah.
Gripply Archer makes three rain strikes with their short bow. So I get the real point of it is to just combine the damage. So mm-hmm. that's not really okay. All right, whatever. All right. One going against Kezra, it will be 14, 13, 16.
All miss.
Nice. Don't even need my help there, my Jack. God.
1, 2, 3 against Benson. It is a
26-17-24 misses.
24
and 17 misses.
Yes.
Okay.
One hits. Okay. I was picking up the middle number.
Right.
That
right.
Misses.
Hit.
Yeah.
Okay. So you take 3 points of piercing damage.
Just as like Benson's like they were about to do this whole rope thing, and all of a sudden is like. Benson just feels his foot in the grass, and it's like pulling him, and then just. Fizz! So it's on now.
Yep, tiny little arrow hits you.
And you said 3 damage?
Yes, 3 points of damage.
Okay.
Next 3 attacks is 25, 13, 17. So I imagine only the 25 hits you?
Yes.
Alright.
Against 2.
For 7 points of piercing damage.
Oh, well.
So, okay, so it's 10 so far.
But Benson, you don't have the HP.
I'm good.
Can you guys go ahead and roll me initiative?
All right. So how does that roll initiative for me since I'm invisible? Is it just my stealth modifier and not the additional stealth on top
right.
of it?
Right, so yeah. Just roll your...
That'd be funny shit.
Yeah, you just roll your stealth as...
Okay. I was thinking, since I got that additional invisibility, like, that's a plus 20.
No, you don't gain a plus 20 for stealth.
I wish.
Invisibility, the spell just says you are automatically undetected.
Oh.
There's no, like, bonus to stealth. It just, you're undetected unless somebody has, like, a precise scent to find you.
Gotcha.
Trash. Absolute trash roll right there.
Gripless did all right.
Oh, good for them.
Gripless believe it in.
Yeah, I don't believe it.
going around the table, Elk.
26.
26.
Yeah.
Benson.
14.
Yeah.
Natty. 4.
26.
6. Elk definitely has the dips on that one.
You guys are rolling rocks on.
Plus, I have a feat for it, too.
That's true.
By time.
Adelar.
20.
20. Okay. Gripplies will go first.
Yeah, of course.
See, what other fun spells do they have?
I've noticed this weird thing about whenever we get into combat, our fucking enemy always goes first.
I don't know why. I that's like one of the things I actually roll well on.
Yeah, Jake rolls great initiative. Terrible everything else.
Guys, I rolled a 32 on initiative. Well, they rolled a 35. Here's the thing, though. Do we decide that, like, they're enemies now, or are we just trying to get the fucking pillar down?
That's what I was wondering.
Yeah.
If you guys just kept going for the pillar.
Yeah.
It technically would, you know, you'd have to have the movement speed to walk around it.
I've got lay on hands, so I've got some time.
Yeah, I mean, and Kezra isn't slowed down by armor, so in his turn, he could get the rope around it. Benson, you just need to hold your position. The next round, you guys might be able to take it down.
Yeah. Well, that's assuming that this is not like a giant grease thing. It's like any time you move, you gotta...
Well, here's the thing.
That's what I'm worried about.
Well, basically, I mean, you have an end of a rope. I have an end of rope. The object was to just each of us go around it until it's taut and then roll athletics and pull it down.
Well,
so we can either continue with that plan under hail of arrows, or we drop the rope. And you draw your weapon.
As I said,
I'm all for just pulling the fucking thing down.
Here's the thing, because depending on how since I'm going before Kezra, I could take the rope, and since I'm invisible, run around the tower.
But I'm just worried about, like, the entire area around the tower. Like, every 5 feet, are you going to have to make that check?
Yeah. Oh, are you talking about the
spell bramble?
The grass check.
The grass. That might have been them.
It could have.
Yeah.
Well, something else pops up as a large fungus creature rises next to the pillar.
You're kidding.
Oh, that
I think
is
we need to drop the rope.
If that's the actual size of the creature, that's very fucking big.
It is large.
That's fuck's sake.
It appeared to come spontaneously, almost by magic means.
Yeah, almost. Yep. Who would have thought?
So since it was just summoned, it gets to act, is that right?
That is correct.
It gets two actions.
Alrighty. It gets two actions. Let's see. It is going to... Wow, I...
Please tell me it's got like 10 feet of movement.
What is the speed? Nah, it's a bit faster than that.
Damn it. Jake, I'd like to remember you, or remind you, I got an amazing Christmas gift for you.
I don't care.
Oh, no.
Like, the Christmas is so far away.
Yeah.
So it is going to go up to the first person it can see, which is Benson, and it is going to swing out with its fungusy hand. Fungus fist!
It's like the mushrooms.
29.
Yeah, that hits.
Damn.
All right.
Ray shield.
17 points of bludgeoning damage.
Okay.
You also are pushed 5 feet.
Oh, okay.
So is he out of the...
Holy shit, this is such an interesting fight.
If he's tethered to the ground, though,
this leg breaks off.
His legs break off, and now he's like, you know.
Okay. Shoved.
Yeah.
All you guys need to do is you need to learn how to cast Levitate, like, constantly, and just let me do my
thing. I considered Levitate as one of my third level spells.
I also did with Krieg in our off game. I was very close.
I also need you to make me a will save.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Will. It was a pretty decent will, so I'm not that scared. 23. That's like right on the edge, isn't it?
No, you succeed.
Oh, thank
yes.
So you, yep, you're completely unaffected, but as you guys can see, this thing literally has just like fungal spores just like coming off of it.
Real quick, can you give me that damage again, just so I got it right here?
Oh, 17.
17,
yep.
Okay.
So yeah, when it hit Benson, you saw just spores just poof all over his body.
That sounds about right.
Yep. After that, the Gripply archers are going to take their turns doing their hail of arrows. Who's right in front? Still Benson and Kezra.
Does Kezra get any kind of cover because of the fungus in the illusory wall?
Kezra will get some cover.
There is a big 20-foot box in front of me, but I assume the Gripply positioned themselves so they could see us.
Yeah. They are quite good at hiding in trees and getting very advantageous shots.
Shocking.
I didn't say anything about the box, so I figured they planned around the box.
It is a 19 to hit you?
Nope.
21.
Just hit me.
Fuck. Wait, did you use your wand of mage armor today?
Yeah, I always have.
Oh, okay.
7 points of piercing damage.
That's the thing, if Benson wasn't fucking tied down, he could fucking...
and then...
Kezra actually has really good health now.
That's good.
With the heightened false life.
Yeah.
Good.
18 to hit you on the last one.
No.
Alright.
Good.
And then 3 attacks on you, Benson.
Okay.
Oh, these things are going to be annoying.
16.
Nope.
Natural 1.
Okay.
Woo!
There we go.
He kills himself.
Yeah. Shoots himself in the fucking eye.
What's Benson's max health?
My max health?
Yeah.
92.
I'm actually really close to you with false life.
Awesome. Damn.
False life is plus 13 HP.
Holy, yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Yes. Torn tendon.
Yes.
Until healed, you are clumsy too.
Nice.
Good luck hitting us now.
Good lord. Like, I would... Like, these are the gaming, scenarios that I would never want to DM, because I imagine Jake just has like 18 fucking of these little things.
That's a lot of them. Yeah. Like,
get your spreadsheet up and you try to, try to take quick notes.
He's like,
roll. Just a huge pain in the ass.
All right, so the last one totally missed.
Okay, good.
First attack from the second one shooting you gets a 30.
That hits. That's a... No, that's not great.
And then 5 points of piercing damage.
Okay.
And then the last two were both an 18, so both misses on that.
Okay.
Elk, it is your turn.
Okay. Elk, he is still invisible for the moment. He is going to take an action to hunt prey, take another action to do something, and then he suddenly becomes visible as he tries to fire a shot at Mushroom Man.
Quick question about Mushroom Man.
Mm-hmm.
He just attacked me. Why is he that far away?
Because he pushed you.
He pushed you out of the...
Wait, yep. Can I talk as a free action before you move?
Sure.
Elk, deal with the Gripply. I've got the fungus.
Okay. He is going to retroactively get back then.
I didn't want you to attack the fungus.
Yeah.
I mean, we don't think these are evil creatures.
I mean, they're attacking us.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the bitch of it, too. Because now we can't take care of the tower without being sniped at.
Oh, if it does help, Gripplies do not usually have glowing eyes, so.
So they're possessed, that's what I'm assuming.
Yeah.
They're being
okay.
You can also not listen to me.
I mean, I'm just trying to think of, like, Elk's looking, and he's just knows that they're shooting arrows at arrows.
As far as I'm concerned, there's just a fungus man in the way of Benson fucking...
Destroying this.
Double legging this fucking tower.
Okay, so he is going to, since he's still invisible, can he see the Gripplies at all?
You can make a perception check.
Yeah, because he wants to see if he can actually see him on the tree line.
Alright.
20. Oh, hold on. 21.
21? You do not see them.
Oh, freaking well.
Yep, they use two actions to at least their arrow shots, and then the last one to hide.
They're taking... okay. Alright. So first action was perception check. He is going to then run also into the tree line.
You're going to run into the tree line where they went?
Oh, fucks.
Well, he's stealthing.
Okay.
I would say, like, so he's kind of like...
I mean, he's near invisible, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You're undetected.
Oh, yeah, I'm undetected. But he is now, I would... say for Jake's reference, like in tree line.
Okay, so you are in the tree line.
They can only try to find you if they spend an action to seek, or use an imprecise or precise sense that isn't vision.
Yeah, they also have to have a reason to look for you,
right?
Yeah.
Like they have not seen me at all.
No, so. they haven't seen you. You haven't done anything as far as they're concerned. It's these three chumps. So
yeah.
All right, is that the end of your turn?
Yeah, and he's going to quick draw. His blade.
All right, draw the blade. Kezra.
Kezra's hands both start glowing with fire, and they get bigger and bigger.
Yes.
As I cast a heightened 3 burning hands.
Oh, yes!
On both the fungus and the pillar.
Okay, all right.
So the fungus can roll a reflex save, and so can the pillar.
Fungus, okay. Notorious for reflex.
Hey, you didn't do bad.
Just keep rolling.
That's all I do, sexes. Oof.
Keep rolling. Oof.
Nineteen fire damage.
Right. Okay, so I rolled a 19 on the reflex save.
That's a fail.
It's a fail. So you said 19 points of damage?
19 fire damage.
That fire damage looked like it did way more than 19.
Yeah!
Woo!
Double?
Oh, yeah. So.
Did the pillar look unaffected, though?
Looked completely unaffected.
All right.
Damn.
Didn't cost anything to hit the pillar.
Nope. Yep.
yeah, ton of damage coming up from Kezra on the fungus guy. Not bad at all.
And with my last action, I will put up a shield. And my dragon scales appear.
Okay. After that, it comes to Adalar.
All right.
Adalar is following the path of the dragon. We'll also unleash some fire upon the fungus. And we'll try to hit it.
Okay.
With his produced flame.
Hit that natural 20.
Oh, gosh. Oh, no, that's a 12. For a second, I thought it was a 2. Oh, my gosh. Okay, so that's a 24, right? 24 to hit.
That is a hit.
Yes. Okay, regular hit.
I would hope so.
That's on.
Just burn the fuck out of him, man.
So 13 points of fire damage.
For a cantrip.
For a cantrip.
Oh, nice, my guy.
I rolled good.
13?
Yeah.
You immolate the fungus.
Yes.
Yeah! Hell yeah.
Whoa.
The fungus man is now a pile of ash, and the ash disappears.
Guess what? You've opened the roadway.
Yes.
And it is Benson's turn.
I still got one more action.
My bad.
Left.
My bad.
Yeah, do your thing, Doug.
So I kind of said it earlier, but I don't think we would have actually done it. I'm going to cast guidance on Benson now, since we're actually in combat.
Like, what? Benson, take Abadal's guidance.
Guidance magic. Wow.
Wow. I definitely don't want to do drugs anymore.
Alright, what you doing, Benson?
I'm running straight up. I've got a lane now, just straight up, and I'm attempting to fucking just shoulder this whole thing up.
Do it.
Got a hero point, and you got an extra plus one.
Mm-hmm.
Don't extra forget
this one. It's so heavy.
I know. I completely missed the tray. What is it, acrobatic? No, not acrobatic. Athletics.
Plus one guidance.
Plus one. So if a... If an 18 doesn't do it, I'm going to reroll.
18 does not do it.
Ah.
That was worse.
Dang.
Not a natural one, though.
No, not a natural one. So, yeah, I'm just there trying to just shoulder the thing over. Can I use another action to... Because I guess that was one action to move, one action to shove.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you have one more action.
One more action.
At a minus 5.
Yeah, of course, because it counts as an attack, but...
No.
Nope.
No. Okay. Benson is just at the base of this thing, just grabbing and just trying to push it over.
The
that was so disappointing.
Eyes glow a bright, piercing blue as it shoots its eye beams into you.
Fuck.
Close your eyes.
Make me a will save.
Hey,
no attack roll?
Oh, yeah, I'll roll an attack roll.
With its plus... 400.
I did
it's
pretty...
only a plus 20, and I got a natural 20, so thanks for telling me that.
I mean, it crit every other time. The last pillar crit.
It's
so
crit no matter what.
I was kind of expecting it.
I need something else to drink. Well, I definitely at least saved, because it was a 14 on the die, plus 12, so 26.
26. So that would be a regular... That would be a success. Except that turns it, because he critically hit, it turns it into a failure, so you are now confused for one round.
Fuck.
Oh, man.
So
somebody pull up confused, so when we bring that back around. So what you guys see is Benson charge in. You hear, hur, hur, and then you just hear him,
on my back.
You don't know what's happening, but you... It does not sound productive.
Oh, gosh. Confused is not good.
Confused is so bad.
So bad.
It is the Gripply's turns.
And they're definitely fucking attacking me.
Please. Is your AC when you're confused?
Well, I was mostly wondering what these guys are maybe going to do.
The fucked up thing
I don't think you lose your AC.
Okay, I just want
to. Well, the fucked up thing is, it's like, oh yeah, the Gripplies, if it's like a hive mind, they know I'm not a threat anymore, and it's like,
they're all like, one of us.
You are flat footed and confused.
Okay.
Yep.
A giant frog comes jumping out from the tree line and makes a beeline for you guys.
How about you not?
So that's that. So there is a now giant frog right next to you.
He looks medium size.
So it looks different than the Gripply form that it had. Now it actually just looks like a giant medium-sized frog. And it is going to reach out with its jaws and try to bite down onto Benson.
Okay.
First jaw attack. Uh, 19.
Miss.
Second one, less than that. Don't worry about it.
Awesome.
No, that's okay. Bad, because when you're confused, each time you take damage from an attack or spell, you can attempt a DC 11 flat check to recover from your condition and end the condition.
Oh. I've already taken damage. I will say okay to it.
The Gripply archers.
There we go.
Hit Benson.
One of
the... Shoot Benson. Shoot the fuck out of Benson.
I mean, you just gotta think Adelor could just be like, heal. Just get back your HP.
Yeah, you know, actually, because he is actually trying... Oh, they can't even see him because of the... I'm trying to figure out...
He's now in the box.
Oh, right.
Oh, right. Yeah. Okay.
He's hiding behind this medium-sized frog.
Yeah, yeah. All right, obviously the same thing. Two of them on Benson and one of them shooting at Kessler.
Fair enough.
Go for the two on Benson.
Whew.
24, 22, 25?
25 hits.
25 does it.
Wait, no, I'm flat-footed. 24 and 22 hit.
What? Oh, both of those do? Oh, yeah. Okay.
If I'm flat-footed.
So all three hit.
Jeez. Okay. Fuck.
You take 15 points of piercing damage from those.
From all three attacks combined?
Yeah.
Okay, so each time you get an attack, each time you take damage... Oh, it says each time you take damage. So you just get one, I guess?
Yeah, because of the fact that it says combine the damage of any strike to hit the target. For the... it says for the purposes of resistance as weaknesses, so...
So it's still technically three attacks.
It's still technically three.
Okay, so you get to roll three times. If you hit an 11 or higher, you're not confused.
I'm not confused.
Not confused?
Nope.
Oh, okay.
If it's 11 or higher.
Oh, okay.
Yeah?
Just
real quick. If I rolled a 12, so 11
or
higher.
You would have to roll it against the confusion, right?
Yeah. No, it says you attempt a DC 11 flat check to recover from confusion and end the condition.
Oh, okay, then yeah.
So I just rolled a 12, I'm good.
Yep.
Awesome.
Okay. There we go.
I gotta get this tower over, man.
Yeah. But to clarify, though, did they see through the box to hit him? How did that work? Did they disbelieve the illusionary object?
Oh, there is a fucking box around it, isn't there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, if the big frog disbelieved it, then maybe the other ones would try to.
You have to interact with it to disbelieve, too.
Yeah, no, what it was is that he can't be in the same space as the pillar itself.
Oh, okay.
Well, it's around, it's a 20-foot box around the pillar.
Right. Yeah, I'm just gonna say for simplicity that they moved like that, like they're moving while they're attacking. So
okay.
So
basically, after Benson tried, his body went out of the box again.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're
taking this from me, boys.
All right, Benson. Another one did hit you out of the three attacks, and
okay.
You get a. 4 points of piercing damage.
Okay.
And then the last one is going to do its attacks over onto you, Kezzer. 22?
Miss.
Ooh, okay. 21?
Miss.
And then less than that, so. They do not do any damage to you. Alright, it is... after that, it comes to Elk's turn.
Well, okay, so from this position, I only see the one frog. The frog guy right there.
Yep. You can search for the other ones in the trees if you would like, but there is one animalistic, medium-sized frog attacking Sir Benson.
It's not going to go against my better judgment on this one, but he does something. He has his bow out.
You took your sword out.
Yeah, you did.
Oh, yeah, I did. Because it's like there's something about it that he doesn't want to just kill them, but they're starting to become a nuisance. He is going to quick draw action, put away his sword, quick draw his bow. Second action, hunt prey on frog. And third action, fire something at the frog.
Okay, you're gonna shoot the big old frog?
Shoot the big old froggy.
Alright.
And he becomes visible at this point. Oh my god.
Good, good.
It's a 17 on die.
Yeah, you hit.
Yeah, plus, probably.
plus 15.
Yeah, that will absolutely hit.
Well, that would be, hold on. I need to math it. Come on, Tim, you're good at math.
32.
That's a 32 to hit.
That is a crit then.
Yes.
And
yes!
And I hit it.
Woohoo!
As I do a command word for Vine Arrow.
Oh, yes! You little fucker.
Yeah. So, as it's activated, and this is specific. On a critical hit, the target is also immobilized until it escapes.
Oh.
But it takes a negative 10. Okay, so when activated, it hits target. Chef splits and grows, wraps the target in vines. It takes a negative 10 foot circumstance penalty of speed for 2d4 rounds, or until it escapes against a DC of 19. So I don't know if it automatically can be like, ah, I break out, or if it's just I hit it now and it's immobilized until its turn, and then it would
have to try to escape on its turn.
Okay, so command wise, he hits it and it's immobilized.
It is immobilized. Okay.
However, he
is so fucking awesome.
Yeah, that's
so
incredible.
I'm assuming it does regular damage.
It's still regular arrow damage. Yeah.
So this is going to be unfortunately painful for him.
Regular damage, that's unfortunate.
And it's also a crit, so that's why. Oh, well. 12, 24 points of damage total, and he's immobilized.
Wow. Alrighty then.
Very nice.
So it's just like he's tangled up in vines and just kind of like,
yeah.
Whoa, what the hell?
Okay, you shot directly through him, and so the arrow like came out the other side. That was a nasty hit. Anything else you're doing?
No.
Okay.
That was all my actions.
Well then. Okay. Kezra, it is your turn.
Kezra, like, damn it, Benson.
And he casts a spell on himself. His hands glow white, and he charges the totem pole.
Yes!
Yes!
And he casts True Strike because it says attack roll, not strike.
Oh!
Yep, so I can roll twice on the shove.
Yes. Yep.
God bless you. Ben's just sitting there just... and he's trying to push it.
He's trying to do the Chris Redfield, I believe, in Resident Evil.
It'll be a 24 or... a 28.
28.
Amazing.
That is a success.
Yes!
You push the pillar over and it crashes to the ground, and the indigo painted dragon head falls. And all of a sudden, all the Gripplies sort of just stand up from their positions as they were hiding in the woods, and the big frog that is in front of you.
He's immobilized right now.
He is immobilized, but he transforms back from his large animal frog into his regular frog self, into his Gripply form.
One calls
he's
a
werefrog.
He just sort of like shakes it off. Their eyes aren't glowing anymore, and they're just like, oh, hello,
hello, gaping hole,
hello,
hello, ow! Who shot me?
Yeah.
It looks at the pillar and is like, ooh, scary thing.
I think this thing was making you a little
angry,
clouding your judgments.
Oh, this thing dangerous.
Yes.
Wait, who are you?
We are here to take care of this pillar.
We were sent from Acrivel to hunt down the Cinderclaw cult.
Acrivel. Elfriends.
Yes.
Elfriends. Yes.
They've sent us to track down those who are putting these pillars up throughout the jungle.
There are many?
Well, there's been at least three that we've seen.
Yes.
Oh, no.
and, Have you seen any Dehawk worshippers wandering around chanting in Draconic, building totem poles?
We see Traveler Kaz sometime, and they try to tell us about Dehawk, but we kill them.
good for you. Keep doing that.
I really like these people.
I just imagine I'm like, ah, we're here to talk to you about Dehawk. Give me a moment. And then just goes back and just arrows. Just
evil dragon. Cool. Arrows.
a fly lands on your face, Kezzer, and he just whoosh, just licks it right off.
Oh, nice.
Don't do that again.
And
well, I'm hungry.
And I see that Kezzer is like dealing with this shit, and so is Elkwood, and I'm like, I'm pulling fucking arrows out of my chest.
Yeah.
Could you help me? I don't know.
Oh, yes, of course. I'm sorry, I was...
Wait, those Gripply arrows. Why did... Did we shoot you?
You did, but...
Oh, I'm so sorry.
We kind of figured that this dragon totem pole thing was possessing you in some way. You were clearly under the effects of some dark magic.
Me. Yes. We saw this show up one day. We think that Cinderclaw made it, and we sent some here to bring it down. We did not like it here, and all of a sudden, we lost control of ourselves.
Do you happen to know where any more of these Cinderclaws are, these Chavarkar that were telling you of Dehawk? We are hunting them.
We believe they come from south.
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 That way. Many points south.
Okay.
So.
Huh. We've got a direction. Another one at least.
Good.
Indeed.
Another bug lands on you.
Hey! Next time, I'm grabbing your tongue.
I'm cutting it off.
You want bug on face?
No, I don't want tongue on face.
But tongue.
There's a language barrier.
Okay.
You broke Jake.
Doesn't take long.
But tongue get bug off?
Look, we're getting caught up on irrelevant things. Don't lick my face.
No, I lick bug.
South, you say?
Yeah. Yes. Go south. Also, please leave us alone.
Fine. Whatever.
No problem with that. Thank you for your help and thank you for the information.
And you're welcome for, saving your life.
We do appreciate these trouble car, these Cinder Claw people. Do not like them. Come here with fire. Try to burn down village.
Tried to burn down your village?
Oh, they burned down everything.
Ah, yes. Mm.
Fire everywhere.
Is there ML?
Would it be... Can we ask a favor of you?
Perhaps.
See, we're far from Akravel, and they've sent us on a mission, and we would like to send back a report, but time is of the essence for what we're doing. Does your tribe or clan... Could they spare a messenger to travel to Akravel and take a message to them with a status report of our whereabouts and dealings?
No.
We saved your life. You would have stood here in the middle of this field and starved to death without us.
So, what Kezra means to say is that it would be a great service to us.
Do this or we'll kill you.
Considering we paid you a good service, and he's going to use group impression to try to smooth things over. So that means I'm appealing to like multiple people to try to change their attitude toward us. I'm going to use my hero point because I spec for this. I can't fail this. Come on, Adelaar.
What was that?
Marginally better. But I'm trained in diplomacy, so that is a 23. It's against our will DC.
He sort of thinks about it for a second, licks his eyeball.
I love these little guys.
It's like the image of like a frog like blinking one eye and then the other one just...
one, two.
Well, you did save our life. Perhaps we speak to Mother Greenspeak. And maybe she know how to send message. If she agree, then yes.
Nice.
All right, now we're getting somewhere.
Oh, it was against four targets. I'm sorry, because I'm an expert now in diplomacy. Ah, so four of them may or may not have changed their attitude towards me.
Well, you're talking to the green speaker Chief. Anyway. He was the one casting spells.
Gotcha.
Oh, okay.
We greatly appreciate your consideration. It is of importance that those of us who oppose these worshippers of Dahak stick together in this time. From what I know, your people don't like to take sides, but I don't think there's any risk in sending a message.
No, but what if they send message back?
We don't need to. I guess we don't need a message back. No. We just need to let them know. Yeah.
I mean, just sure.
I don't want to be responsible for any messages coming back. We might send a message, and then if we get one back, we'll probably just ignore it.
Fine. That's fine. As long as they know where we are.
Jeez, these people are interesting.
Adela, can you fucking tend to me?
Oh, yes, of course. I'm sorry.
All right. How badly is he hurt?
I mean, I'm down about 30 hit points. So it's not like life-threatening, but right. it's a good bit.
Well, actually, I might try to attempt a medicine check on you.
He's almost...
If I'm an expert kill, I can attempt the DC 20.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I'm going to attempt the DC 20. Make it. DC 20. Dang it, just 1 point. Oh, no, actually, I have a plus one. No, I already have that in there. Okay, never mind. So 29, so I succeed. So that's 48, I believe, for DC 20.
I think so.
Yeah.
No. I think as you add... Hold on, I got... DC 20 to increase it by 10. So it's still 2d8.
Oh, 2d8 plus 10.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, yeah. So 18 points of healing. And then I will use my healer's gloves on you. And that is a 2d6 plus 7.
So in the meantime, we can be writing a letter to them,
mm-hmm.
giving them the location of the first totem that was destroyed, the second totem that was destroyed, and that from this one we are heading south, and that Skull is dead, and we buried him at the first totem.
The first one, yeah.
Yeah. 16 points of healing from the healer's gloves.
I'm good.
Nice.
And, like, this whole thing's happening, and Benson is just, like, he's fidgeting through this entire thing. Like, I didn't do a fucking thing.
Wow. Hey, you drew that thing's gaze. Gave me an opening.
Indeed. We're all in this together, Benson. Every effort is well noted and well appreciated.
Don't be so hard on yourself. Come on. Team effort here.
We can't all be Kezra.
Not everybody can have my glowing and unfettered confidence. But no. You can try.
No, I suppose we can.
Dude, literally, like, I was gonna have, like, a thing, but Benson hears that shit, he's like, let's go.
Yeah,
we're ready. Fucking Kezra.
I mean...
The fucking hero.
As you're talking to the Gridleys and you hand them the thing, they say,
so you are going around killing or destroying pillars.
That's the idea. We're gonna keep killing pillars until we kill all the Tinderclaws.
Some of my scouts have told me that there are a good number of them. You might have to cross the river, but we have heard lots of commotion coming from one not too far from here. And he points southeastish
Oh, okay.
Okay.
But the rest, as far as what I have been told, they are close to the river.
Hmm.
But do not go past the river. That is where most of the Cyndaclos are.
The southern, the large river, the main river?
Yes, the very big one.
Gotcha.
Lots of yummy insects on that one. I'm quite hungry.
Wait, thank you very much for the information. It's extremely valuable to our efforts.
Also, he takes the note back and he writes down that intel.
Oh, yeah.
They hand it back.
Good, good. We will go home. We will speak to our mother shaman, and she might do it.
Mike.
Great.
It's close enough.
It's good to have your tentative commitment.
So it's southeast then.
Southeast it is.
That sounds about right.
Is this the second hex we went through today, though?
So yes. This is,
yep.
We're going to have to
camp
down. Spend down.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, we have to camp again?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Yep.
It's night.
Rest and restore.
It's okay. Boop. What if we have these guys around so the bugs just get eaten so they don't land on us? A mosquito net, and they're like, oh, food.
Right. All right. I guess we got to make that survival
check.
Survival checks.
No.
21.
You got added plus two.
23.
Yeah. So I got a 5, guys.
I got a 10.
Very well.
Awesome.
Well, luckily, Elkwood actually knows what the hell he's doing.
Thank God.
And he sets it up just fine. You guys are A-okay. One day I'm going to get you with some fucking malaria. Mark my words.
God.
Because this was so much easier yesterday.
Just like the good old days.
Oh, God.
Hey, man, walking through the jungle, it's just what you got to expect.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter where you are.
Yeah.
You guys are bedding down for the night. And it's nice. Elkwood made it pretty comfortable. You hear frogs, mostly gripply songs in the night. You think that their home is nearby.
Oh, that's so nice.
I wish there was like a really, really loud frog song.
Jeremiah was a bullfrog.
that's their town song.
Very nice.
Elkwood, during your watch, you have noticed a large bird sort of circling way above the tree lines.
Uh-huh. He's still, like, really out of it. He just kind of looks up at it. And it's just kind of like his face doesn't convey too much emotion, but he's just staring at it. And he's just unsure of what to do. Like, besides rolling a check for what kind it is.
Yeah, go ahead and get it and roll nature. What it is.
Crush it.
That is a 20. What do I do?
You've seen vultures and condors before. They, you know them to be, they eat dead things. You know that when they find something, they will usually circle it for a long time. This one has been circling in the area for like up to an hour, and then all of a sudden just sort of flies off somewhere else. But there's nothing dead around you. It never landed. There's no other vultures either.
Just singular.
It's a bad omen, though.
Yeah.
And he's just kind of like thinking, like kind of whispers on his breath, just consider me dead already. And he just kind of laughs a little bit to himself, but like it's like a dry, mirthful laugh, just as he's just kind of looking around, just keeping attention.
Can Benson roll up? Like, we're assuming they're on the same watch.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I'm just looking at you watching this whole thing happen. I'm sorry. And Benson genuinely looks like awkward. I shouldn't have been so short with you the other day. I knew I couldn't have gone out, but I didn't mean to be rude, and I'm sorry.
It wasn't a rudeness. It was, I guess, that brashness of yours. It's fine. Believe me, I've already forgotten about it. And this is a strange location, and we're all a bit on edge.
Yeah.
And it's like the entire time he doesn't even like turn to face. He's just staring off.
I don't think Benson is either, because we know what happened, and Benson just, after a couple seconds or minutes maybe, just, I'm sorry.
And he just kind of like silent for a moment. He's just, it's not your fault at all. I shouldn't have had him here. He's more adept into the city life, actually, and part of the skirts of Tal'Dorei, but he never should have been here. And it's like he's just kind of really just kind of pissed at himself, like, for it, because he knows Skalt's like, he's a wolf, like, he should be able to survive in nature, but, like, the things that we're facing at this point, yeah. It's just he's kind of, like, just from the initial, the signs were there, like, the image of the hawk that we went through, he got burned badly, and it just seems like fire was not his friend.
And I think that Benson is, like, looking at him and being, like, he wants to say, I could have done this, it should have been different, but he's looking at him, he's like, it's not about me anymore, just let him mourn.
Yeah, but he does, like, perk up, like, just make a mention, he's just like, I will say the only thing that will help is if we kill every last one of those bastards, and I want them dead. And he's just, well, still, once again, just really dry about the whole thing. Like, not, it doesn't, like, sound malice, it's just very matter-of-fact.
Well, you'll have me, if that's any help.
Yes, that will help quite a bit. And he just kind of goes silent again, and just stares off, like, just keeping watch. And it's just kind of like feeling how he's been, like, since he's gotten here, that he's felt more accepted, like, by the elves. But he also feels like he's, there's just something about it that he's kind of getting, I wouldn't say trapped, but kind of like losing himself slightly, like that it feels really more natural than it's expecting to be. And yeah. He's just kind of torn with everything else. And, like, because he was raised in cities, and while he didn't have too much experience in nature, he's falling into it. And he's really just trying, and, like, he's losing himself into the natural aspect of this area.
Yeah.
And it sucks because, like, you said, like, you know, Skalt wasn't ready, and he shouldn't have been here, but, like, on the other hand, like, he was, like, really close to, like, really hitting his stride. And, like, you know that he was, like, getting bigger and stronger.
Yeah,
like,
and then
you were, like, maybe he was just there. And you're right. Ultimately, he wasn't his time yet.
Yeah, and he just kind of, like, and, like, as I was just thinking back to it, like, the image of the Hawk. Like, he failed that reflex save, got hit really badly.
Yeah.
And then, once again, fire did it again. Like,
I mean, yeah, the flames of the Hawk have almost ended him once, and it ended up ending him after all. So, like,
yeah,
I imagine Elk is, like, really vested in this now.
Yeah,
like, because of just the destruction that can come, like, from it.
Yeah, he was not keen on most other things with this mission, but now he's just, like, kind of taking it personally, and is just, he wants to destroy everything he possibly can with Doc.
Yeah.
Well, you guys have some new leads. You face some challenges. I'm going to have to figure out how the fuck to get around this stupid illusion.
Oh, yeah.
And I'll see you guys next time.
Yeah. Yeah.